Welcome to the broadcast of the Jupiter Hammerheads. You're listening to Lisa Pride here on the mic. I'm so glad you're joining us. Went through quite a few technical difficulties today, but hey, we've got the game on the air. Just came up from the dugout to talk to some of the players since it's been quite a few days here. But we've got the first pitch delivered by the righty Juan de la Cruz. And it is right down the middle, fastball to Brian Rincon. Rincon, the leadoff hitter for the Threshers, is the shortstop, heading 224, so 0-1. And that'll just miss upstairs. Receiving De La Cruz as Prater at first is Vredenburg. McCants at second, Sano at short, and Bullard at third. Here's the 1-1, and that'll just miss outside, so 2-1. From left to right in the outfield for the Hammerheads, it's Latrell, Coley the second, and Alderman. So after delivering a first pitch strike here at 6:05 p.m., the count is now 3-1. Here's the offering, and that'll be drilled into left field. Going back is Latrell with the sun in his eyes. He makes the grab. So Rincon is retired as he flies out to left. One down. It is Kids Club Day here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, along with Dogs Day. So you'll hear in the background. I can hear him, too. I heard one dog in particular. He liked to sing. He was singing along with the national anthem. At the plate is Justin Crawford. He's a lefty. First pitch delivered by De La Cruz is a strike. Crawford is leading the league in average. He's batting .326 through 60 games. The pitch, and that'll cross the plate for another strike. So it's Rincon, Crawford. On deck is the designated hitter, Felix Reyes. He's batting .274. Then it's the third baseman, Otto Kemp. Ball goes foul, 0-2 the count here to Crawford. In the fifth spot, the first baseman, Cole Moore, will step in for the Threshers. The second baseman, William Bergoglio, is in the sixth spot. 7, 8, and 9 is the catcher, Jordan Disson, the right fielder, Cade Fergus, and the left fielder, Troy Schreffler. The 0-2 offering upstairs, and Crawford looks like he might go after it, but lays off just in time. 1-2. I think one of the dogs for the Hammerheads gave a bark, said, hey, swing, right? Here's the 1-2. That's chopped by the plate. It'll actually be fielded by De La Cruz, throw to first cleanly, and Crawford is retired as he grounds out to the pitcher. 1-3 if you're scoring at home. Otherwise, I'll score for you, and so will Game Day. Are you checking us out on Game Day as you listen here on the MILB First Pitch app? Or are you on the Jupiter Hammerheads website? But we're so glad you're tuning in here today. Two outs, fly out, a ground out. Felix Reyes steps in. He's a righty, and De La Cruz actually throws behind Reyes. He's used to having a hitter on the other side of the plate. That would have been just an outside pitch to Rincon or Crawford. Rincon's a switch hitter. He batted from the left side, then Crawford, a left-handed hitter. So fluttering in is a breaking ball to Reyes, and boy, De La Cruz took some off of it. Reyes swings and misses. One ball and one strike. The 1-1, and that'll miss upstairs. Wind is blowing. It's gusting, actually, right to left here at the ballpark. The palm trees are swaying out in the outfield, and the center field flag is definitely blowing. Check swing. It ends up in the grass. Prater, the catcher, is able to field it. And Reyes grounds out to end the top of the first. 1-2-3, down go the Threshers. We head to the home half, and first up for Jupiter, it'll be McCants, Coley the second, and Sanoa. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads radio broadcast.
They yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Come on. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Hey. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Yeah. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Hey. Bring them out, bring them out. VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most of the feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip, but shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire?
I'm right here, boss, man. I got this, yeah.
And we're back. First up for the Jupiter Hammerheads is Jordan McCants. He'll go after the first pitch delivered by Jimenez, who's 2-4, 3.67 ERA. The righty, Estevenson Jimenez on the hill. This is his 13th start and 15th game in a Threshers uniform. That'll miss away upstairs, so one ball and one strike to McCants. The Hammerheads wearing their home whites, white tops, white bottoms, with in block letters, Hammerheads across their chest. Black outlined in red, bringing back the red this year. Here's the 1-1. That one's chopped to second. Bergoya throws to first. McCants is retired as he grounds out to second. One down. That'll bring up the center fielder, Coley the second. So Jimenez is on the hill. Disson is receiving him behind the plate. Moore is at first. Bergoya at second. Rincon at short, Kemp at third. From left to right in the outfield, Schreffler, Crawford, and Fergus. That's for the Threshers. The Hammerheads lineup, McCants just grounded out. At the plate, it's the center fielder, Mark Coley II. This is his fourth game. And actually, let me check that we do have a change in our lineup. And now the umpire is talking to Chase Luttrell, and he's going out to talk to Nelson Prada, the manager for the Hammerheads. Prada showing him his lineup. So I do not have Luttrell batting second, but maybe Prada does. Maybe things got mixed up a little bit, but we'll see. We're going to figure it all out. The Threshers have their red jerseys, the red caps, have black on their bills, wearing their gray pants, and I think they're going down now. Prada is to check up the complete lineup. Maybe there was a change, a mix-up, but we let's get back to Jimenez, who's 2-4, 3.67 ERA. He's appeared in now 15 games. This is his 15th game with the Threshers. His 13th start in 56 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 53 hits, 28 runs, 23 earned. Has given up 7 homers, 22 walks, has hit 5, and has struck out 51 in 56 and a third innings pitched. Opponents are batting 249 against Jimenez. So it will be Mark Coley II, the center fielder. He wasn't ready to go, not warmed up. I'm not sure where the mix-up was, but Coley is getting ready now. He'll step into the box. The righty's batting 200. Goes after the first pitch, lifts it up into left center. Could be trouble for the Threshers defense. It bounces against the wall, and that'll be a stand-up double for Coley. Mark with the first pitch blast. I don't even know if he was on deck or where he was in the dugout, but maybe he's good coming out cold, right? It's. Let me tell you how hot it is here. We'll check on the weather soon, but it's so hot here you don't even have to warm up. But Coley II with the hot bat on the first pitch, and he delivers the ball into the gap that just misses going over the fence. That is Coley II's second double here in pro ball. Javier Sanoa steps in. The shortstop's batting 305. He'll bat from the right side. First pitch missing. One ball and no strikes to Sanoa. Sanoa with a slightly open stance awaits the pitch. It misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Sanoa has 17 doubles, 8 triples, a home run, and 55 ribbies in 94 games with the Hammerheads. He's in game number 95. Can you believe that? I can't even believe that school will be starting. Can you believe August is just around the corner? I mean, when we come back for our next series, it's August, right? And then a week later, school starts here in Palm Beach County, and wow, summer's over. So I guess it does make sense to be Sanoa's 95th game. Here's the 2-1 as he fouled the next pitch out of play. And Jimenez delivers a strike that Sanoa takes. Runner at second base for the Hammerheads. The best thing to do is to jump ahead to these Threshers as they can put runs on the board. They put 7 so easily last night, 5 in one inning. Here's the 2-1, and that's upstairs, and it'll miss. Sanoa has 112 hits this season. That leads the league. His .305 batting average is just shy of Justin Crawford, who leads the Florida State League. So Sanoa second in the Florida State League in average. Here's the 3-2, and that is a foul ball into the screen behind home plate. Sanoa just not liking that pitch, but just trying to do something with it. The home plate umpire today is Alex Laurie. Davian Fry is around the base pass. One down, runner at second, full count. Jimenez looks the runner back at second, then delivers another foul tip that Sanoa just reached his bat out to tip it off. Not a good pitch, but close. I didn't want the call to go against him. So as we look at the Florida State League leaders, I mentioned that Sanoa was at the top, you know, definitely second in average, top in hits, and he hits this one on the ground. Ground ball to the third baseman. He double cocks, looks the runner back. Coley at second, throws to first, his only play. So Sanoa is retired as he grounds out to third. Two down. That'll bring up the right fielder, Kemp Alderman. Alderman's batting 111 through three games. He's 1-for-9. Has his first hit in pro ball, just drafted recently. Signed last weekend. Hit a couple of bombs during BP out down at Lone Depot Park. Marlins were impressed. Fans were impressed. I was impressed. Kemp, first pitch, ground ball. Rincon over to Moore, who stretches to get the ball in his glove. And Alderman is retired as he grounds out to short. So that'll leave Coley the second stranded at second base. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. We'll go to the second. No score on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. And we're back, and so are the dogs here on Dog Days at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. I'm Lisa Pride. We're in the top of the second. Threshers in town for 6 against the Hammerheads. Otto Kemp, along with the dogs. Boy, I've got to check out this one dog. He does like to bark at everything, and now he's barking with the doorbell sound effect. Don't all dogs do that? Our dog does too at home. Someone rings the doorbell, knocks at the door, and the dog's barking. Nothing and two on Kemp. He's the third baseman batting .251. Righty-on-righty matchup as De La Cruz on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's 1-2 with a 4.82 ERA. This is Juan's sixth start and sixth game with the Hammerheads. 18 and two-thirds innings pitched. Ground ball, shortstop, picks it up, throw to first base in time. So Kemp is retired as he grounds out Sanoa to Vredenburg. A lot of ground balls here today on both sides. Cole Moore will step in. He's the first baseman. He'll bat from the left side. The lefty, through 36 games, is batting .259. We were talking about De La Cruz. Now 19, actually, let's make it 20 innings pitched. He has 21 strikeouts. Opponents, though, batting .329 against him. Hopefully he'll get that down in today's contest, but De La Cruz getting a little wild as he hits Moore on the right hip, or it looked like he did. Does Moore want to take it? Maybe he's saying it hit the bat. Gosh, it looked like it came in on him as I was looking down at the stats here in my scorebook. One ball, no strikes to Moore. There's one out. Fly ball to left. Boy, Latrell's got to read that, and it will hit off of the screen, the wall on the bullpen, and quickly Chase picks it up and has got to get the ball in. Moore slides into second. He's got a double. That was quick off the bat of Moore. My eyes were going different places. Scorebook, scoreboard, and then all at once, Moore quickly swung, and that ball went. And I mean, Latrell was even trying to read that ball off the bat, and then all at once he's like, okay, I got to move, and he was able to get it. The sun is different here than it is at the Dean, and I know the sun is in the eyes of Chase Latrell out there on left right now. At the plate, it's Bergoglio, the second baseman, flies out to center. It's shallow enough that it'll keep Moore at second base. That's Coley the second playing center field for the Hammerheads. Good throw to make sure Moore stays at second. But two quick fly balls, one that almost was launched into the bullpen, would have been a home run, but is a double instead. And then Bergoglio flies out to center. That's out number two. That'll bring up the catcher, Jordan Disson. He's batting .263 with eight doubles, a triple, two homers, and 24 RBI on the season. This is Disson's 48th game. He'll bat from the right side, so we've got a righty-on-righty matchup. As the shadows do fall on the left side of the diamond here, it's a hot day. We haven't seen any rain. I haven't at least seen any rain all day long. Lots of sunshine, especially here at the ballpark since I've arrived a few hours ago. First pitch pop-up, that'll go into foul territory. But Vredenburg, he'll wait for it. And in the sunshine, he's got his shades on, so he makes the grab. And Disson pops out, so that's out number three. That'll leave Moore stranded at second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the home half of the second. 0-0, you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Sen tak, mimini mikrofonunu get bak şak. Burada diktafonunu tak kağıt kalem bir de ilhamın olacak. Tam gaz çapız havada düşmana buna çıkalım bakalım. Hadi bu battle'ı kazanalım.
Chip boss, man. I got this, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back. First pitch, Brock Vredenburg goes after it. He launches into left field, and Schreffler, the left fielder, having trouble reading it as the ball goes over his head. At a last-minute ditch, tries to leap up and get some glove on it, but doesn't. I think I'm going to have to learn this ballpark a little better, just like the guys, but it looks like over and left, there's a lot of sunshine. Along with the wind, it's blowing right to left. So a great stand-up double for Brock Vredenburg, to lead things off here in the second for the Jupiter Hammerheads. That'll bring up the left fielder, Chase Luttrell. Righty and lefty matchup. Luttrell, he came to bat in the number two spot in the first inning, found out that the lineup was a little mixed up, and he's batting here in the sixth spot. Luttrell has 5 homers and has driven in 34 this season. Here's the 1-0. He'll launch this ball into center field. Crawford's got a bead on it. He makes the grab, and it looks like Vredenburg, he takes a few steps but then doesn't want to test the arm of Crawford. So Luttrell is out as he flies out to center. One down. That'll bring up Harrison Spahn, the designated hitter. He's batting .245 on the season. Through 80 games, he has driven in 44, and he's in a good spot here with only one out to drive in Brock, who is at second base. Jimenez looks the runner back at second, kicks and delivers. Ground ball, backhanded by Rincon. He'll throw to second, tag applied, and that'll get the lead runner, Vredenburg. He tried to get to third base, but instead he's out. That's out number 2. And Spahn safe at first base on the fielder's choice. So 6-5, you just kind of test the arm, you know, to see. But Vredenburg was trying to sneak on in and thought maybe Rincon would go to first base instead. And it's, you know, you've got to apply the tag. It wasn't a force out. Tony Bullard at the plate takes first pitch, ball. The third baseman's batting an even .500. Through one game, he's 1-for-2. Scored a run. Also has a walk. So one ball, no strikes here to Bullard. Strike called late by the home plate umpire. 1-1 is the count. As a team, the Hammerheads are batting .249. Not bad here in the Florida State League. Not bad in the East Division either, as the Hammerheads are in first place in the East Division, trying to hang on for that last playoff spot as they lost the first half to the Cardinals by a couple of games, came in second place. So trying to take over first place and get that playoff spot by winning the East Division in the second half. 3-1 to Bullard. Jupiter is 14-14 here in the second half and even .500. Last 10, 6-4. Clearwater, also 6-4 the last 10. They're 19-9, which is tied for first place with Bradenton. They are already in the playoffs. The Threshers won the first half in the West Division. So potentially, if the Hammerheads make the playoffs, get through the first round, Clearwater gets through their first round, this could be a championship matchup. You never know. 3-1, here comes the offering. That one's lifted into right field. Going back is Fergus. He plants and makes the grab. That's out number 3, and that'll leave Spahn stranded at first. So no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. We're through 2. We'll head to the top of the third here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. 0-0 on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up. You can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain. You can break rocks.
You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
breathe through with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're standing in the hall of fame. And the world's gonna know your name.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride here. We're in the top of the third. 8-9-1 for the Threshers. Fergus, Schreffler, and Rincon. Fergus at the plate facing Juan de la Cruz. 2-1 is the count. The right fielder is batting .240. Ground ball backhanded by Bullard. Across the diamond to Vredenburg. And Fergus is retired as he grounds out sharply to the third baseman Bullard. This is the first day here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches that I am at least getting some music in between innings for you, trying to get our commercials and PSAs all working, but just trying to find the right music selections here. So it'll be, you know, eclectic, and it might take me a little time. One ball, no strikes with one out, trying to find the clean versions. I clicked on 1-1 is the count. To some baseball hype music, some walk-up songs. So that's why I think some of those were cut out and some were a little more hype than we needed during the break. But hey, you know, I don't know if you're working out or jogging or just need some extra incentive to get up and go, those hype songs might be working for you, right? They're helping us here in the booth. Here's two balls and two strikes with one out. Great crowd here on a beautiful Saturday evening. Here's the 2-2 with one out, and De La Cruz misses outside. Number 9 hitter, Schreffler, likes to wear his socks up high, solid red that complement his white and royal blue spikes. He'll swing and miss. That is the first strikeout for Juan De La Cruz here today, and overall his 22nd strikeout this season. We're back up to the top of the order for the Threshers. Brian Rincon will step in. He's 0-for-1 today, flied out to left back in the first. I think the fielders are getting a little break. First pitch catches the inside part of the plate there at the knees for the strike. As the sun is dipping down, you know, it's still out, but it's not as bright in the fielder's eyes. At least it doesn't look like, you know, there's a little bit of haze that it might have stepped behind a cloud or so. Here's the 1-1 off the end of the bat, and that'll go to the left side foul. And luckily, if no one's paying attention, they've got a picnic area, also a grass area. It's a great place to come and watch a ball game. And a nice screen. The screen goes, as I've mentioned in the last coup broadcast, you know, pretty much down the line, so everyone's protected in that ball. That would have been a nice foul ball for a souvenir, but it stays in the park as it hits a screen. Two balls and two strikes. I see lots of kids having fun out in the outfield, tumbling down, racing down. They've got their gloves. They're waiting for some home run balls out there and left. Here's the 2-2. That'll miss inside. Couple over on the right side of the diamond. That's where you want to be with the lefty here at the plate, Rincon. He's actually hit 7 home runs on the season. Payoff pitch. And that'll be a ground ball. Rincon was jammed on the hands. Bowler plays it cleanly, and 1-2-3, down go the Threshers. De La Cruz picks up his first strikeout here in the third. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Still no score on the board. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads radio broadcast.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers, yeah. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, standing in the hall of fame.
meet Grammarly Go, your go-to solution for getting quality work done quickly.
Ready for the big pitch today, Remy?
Oh, yeah.
You got this.
And ensuring peak productivity when you need it the most. Grammarly Go brings AI to every text box, helping you create thoughtful writing in a fraction of the time.
Welcome back to the Dog Days of Summer. We've got some dog days here with the triple digits. I know it's 90 plus. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Sam Prater, the catcher, at the plate. Righty on righty matchup. Prater through 30 games is batting 180. He's got six doubles, though, and three homers. 18 hits. 1-2 the count. Then we're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads. So far, a pair of hits for Jupiter, no runs. Jimenez delivers wide of the plate. Esty Benson, Jimenez is 21 years of age, so we've got some youth on the hill today on both sides. Here's the 2-2 foul tapper. That'll be dropped by the catcher. That'll keep Prater alive at the plate. 6-1, 172, the righties from Venezuela. And when we talk about Venezuela, boy, is there a lot going on down at Lone Depot Park this weekend. I hear there's going to be 30,000 plus fans. I need to check. The Marlins already started, didn't they? We've been so busy up here. But it is Heritage Day celebrating Venezuela down there because Miggy's back in town, Miguel Cabrera. 3-2, the kick, the pitch, and that's hit hard on the ground, but scooped up by Rincon at short. Throw to Moore, and Prater is retired as he grounds out to short. There's one down. Miguel Cabrera started his career with the Marlins, and boy, was it a memorable start to his career that you can watch the highlights. We really, really were sad to see Mickey go. Sure Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. This is his last season, and he's, you know, getting honored and remembered down in Miami this weekend. Last night I saw all the festivities before the game, and a lot of his former teammates on the Marlins were there to celebrate him. One ball and no strikes to McCants. Here's the 1-0. Off the end of the bat, slow roller, Rincon cleanly fields it, throw to Moore, and that's out number two as McCants grounds out to the shortstop. So two ground balls to the shortstop. We've got two outs. Mark Coley the second. He wasn't ready to hit last time, and boy, first pitch, and it almost went over the left field wall. Bounced off the wall, so it was a stand-up double. Mark's second double in now four games with the Hammerheads. Jimenez delivers low and missing, so one ball, no strikes. I talked to Mark before the game, trying to get to know everyone, all the new guys, and had a few minutes in between trying to get the technical stuff done and completed up here in the booth. Took me a while to get everything running again, so I had a few minutes to run down, say hey to everyone, and talking to Mark about getting that first hit out of the way, you know, his first pro hit, what that felt like. And he said it just felt so good to get it out of the way, and got a lot of texts and calls from everyone after it. Hard hit on the ground. It'll go up the middle. Rincon goes to his left, scoops it up, throw by Moore. He does the splits and makes it in time. So Coley is retired as he also grounds out to the shortstop. That ball looked like it was going to shoot through for a base hit, but just slow enough for Rincon to catch up to it. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, and still we're scoreless. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Thank you.
sometimes you just feel tired, feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. But you gotta search within you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up.
Till I collapse, I'm spilling these raps, long as you feel them. To the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip-hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts, when I'ma stop spinning them. Women are caught in webs, spin them in hawk venom. Adrenaline shots, the penicillin could not get the ill in the stop. Amoxicillin's just not real enough. The criminal cop killing hip-hop, filling a minimal swap to cop millions of pop listeners.
Welcome back. As I said, we're trying to work on the music selection here, but I'm just glad to get some music in, you know, some commercials in between innings for everyone here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. As you're listening into the Jupiter Hammerheads, we're in the top of the fourth. Justin Crawford at the plate. Juan de la Cruz remains on the hill. It's a righty on lefty matchup. Crawford batting 325 as he grounded out back in the first. Two balls and two strikes here to Crawford. Dad's the former big leaguer, Carl Crawford. Justin here with a big bat in the Florida State League and on the Threshers team. Here's the 2-2 off the end of the bat, and he barely taps it, and it gets out of play to the left side. So it's dog days here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, and you can hear the dogs barking. I think they're trying to distract Crawford at the plate in favor of the Hammerheads as another ball goes out of play to the left side. Two balls and two strikes. Crawford, the leadoff hitter here for the Threshers. Reyes on deck, Kemp in the hole. Here comes the pitch, and once again, boy, whoever's over there with their gloves, they're getting a lot of foul balls and souvenirs. One hit for the Threshers, no runs. Two for the Hammerheads, no runs on the board for our home team either. De La Cruz lays a breaking ball there, and Crawford can't catch up to it as he tips it foul. So Crawford's last trip up to the plate, he grounded out to De La Cruz. This time he swings and taps it, so he'll remain alive at the plate. The Threshers are 63-30 this season overall, while the Hammerheads 49-45. Both teams in first place in their respective divisions here in the second half. The series is 2-2, so they're playing each other very, very equally. The 2-2, and that'll miss inside. So Crawford working De La Cruz. Before, is De La Cruz working Crawford? We'll see who will win the battle. The payoff pitch coming, and that ball will go out of play. Crawford just got underneath that one. I think he wanted to launch his only second homer of the season. Can that be correct, as he has so many hits and his average is leading the league at 326, and De La Cruz will punch out Crawford here. He sends it on the outside part of the plate, and Justin can't reach it, and that'll be out number one here for the Threshers in the fourth. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Felix Reyes. He grounded out back in the first to the catcher, Prater. Reyes batting 272. First offering goes wide to the righty at the plate. I mentioned that it is the battle of the youth on the mounds. The 21-year-old Jimenez facing De La Cruz, who is just 18 years old. He's from the Dominican Republic. De La Cruz goes inside missing. Two balls and no strikes. Next pitch, up in the air, into right. Alderman will be there. He'll make the grab. So that's out number two. Kent made it look easy out there, even with the sun in his eyes. Looks like the stadium lights have come on, too, or just reflecting. I don't know if they're in or reflecting. We've got different lights here at the ballpark than we have at the Dean. Otto Kemp will step in. He's 0 for 1 as he grounded out to short his first trip up to the plate. De La Cruz delivering the first pitch strike to the righty. Second offering missing, 1-1. De La Cruz played with the rookie league, complex league Marlins this season. He was 1-1, 2.00 ERA before joining the Hammerheads. Boy, that ball's drilled into right, but moving to his right is Coley the second. On the run, he makes the grab, and that will retire the Threshers 1-2-3. No runs, hits, errors, or anyone left on base. We'll head to the home half of the fourth. Still, we're scoreless. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
The best way to make money on Amazon is not with physical products. It's Amazon.
And we're back. It's a base hit to lead things off here for the Hammerheads in the fourth. Sanoa, he leads the league in hits, and now he's got his 113th hit of the season, and that'll bring up the new Marlin, who's a Hammerhead now, just signed as Kemp Alderman. And with me here today, I have 13-year-old Ryan Schlesinger. Did I say it right?
Yes.
All right, good. Names are not always the easiest thing for me, and you would think, you know, we've got to get it right up here, but I'm so glad that Ryan's joining me up here in the booth as I'll get everything caught up in my scorebook here. We've got the dog days. Have you seen any of the dogs down there?
Yeah, I've seen a few dogs down there, but thanks for having me on.
Yes, we've got one that we hear on our mic the whole time. He's just talking to the guys, I think, you know, barking some strategy out there. You've come to a really good game, Ryan, as this is the best team in the league, the Clearwater Threshers, with the Phillies organization. And Jupiter is doing really well in their division in first place. So, and this is a fun time because this is also the time where I know you follow the Marlins so closely in all sports, you know, baseball and all. But this is the time when after the draft, you get to see someone like Kemp, who was drafted in the second round by the Marlins, and you get to see him when he first, you know, comes into pro ball. There goes the runner, the throw going down. It's a perfect throw, and Sanoa is out at second base. That's his 16th time that he's caught stealing. Boy, just a perfect throw by Disson.
Yeah, that was on the money, and it looks like he's limping off the field now. looks like he's in a little bit of pain over there down the third base line.
Yeah, sometimes it's just mental pain too, you know, where you're just like, man, can't believe I got caught. Because Javi has 28 stolen bases. He's leading the Hammerheads. Not as nearly as many when you look on the other side that Felix Reyes with the, you know, over 40 stolen bases on the season. But Alderman at the plate swings and misses. He'll go down swinging. That's out number two now with Javi caught at second base. Brock Vredenburg will step in. He is new here in pro ball and just joining the Hammerheads recently. I talked to Brock before the game and, you know, just talked to these guys and finding out what it's like for them to make the adjustment from going from either high school or college ball and playing here in the pros. So strike number one with two outs. And who do we have visiting us here today but Hamilton R. Head. Thank you, Hammy. Thanks for coming in. Stick around. We're out number. We've got two outs right now, so stick around with us. All right, nothing and two with two down. Vredenburg back in the second doubled, so he's one for one today. That's his second double in pro ball, his fourth hit. Here's the 0-2. It's upstairs. Did you follow the draft, or are you excited about any of the picks that the Marlins picked up and excited to see those guys here?
Yeah, I'm very excited, and I know we're going to get to see Noble Meyer soon as well, first-round draft pick. Really excited about him, and the Marlins, hopefully, they have a bright future. They just traded some Florida Complex League prospects two nights ago for a Mets pitcher, David Robertson, but still looking to improve that farm system.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of good talent, a lot of prospects here. So it's hard, you know, when you let go of prospects like we did with Vargas. And so then you never know what they're so young, though, how they'll develop. So it's good that the, you know, Marlins, they needed that closer, that reliever, didn't they? Swing and a miss, and 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the fifth. Ryan will continue to join me here, and we still have no score on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
That's one fast step for man, one down the seat for mankind.
I'm on top of the world.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. I've got Ryan right here beside me, and I'm so excited. Ryan, tell us a little bit about, you know, I found you on Twitter, and I see that, you know, you have a podcast. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do here in the sports world as an eighth grader.
Yeah, so I'm a diehard Marlins fan, watch almost every game. I just bleed Marlins, basically, and I have a podcast, the Marlins HQ podcast, and hopefully one day I can be a play-by-play broadcaster or a talk show host or whatever.
That sounds great. You're starting young, and you're starting right here And we've got a single here to lead things off in the fifth for the Threshers. That's Cole Moore at first base. And after, you know, in the bottom half of this inning, they're going to do a little play-by-play too, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Just get it all in here today. So William Bergoglio will step up to the plate. He's 0 for 1. He flied out to center back in the second. Disson is on deck. So the Threshers have a runner at first with no outs. De La Cruz delivers. Oh, and that will just miss, not getting the call from the home plate umpire, Lori. So where can everyone find you then?
Yeah, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
Base hit into center field. Coley late getting there as he was playing to the left out in left center and then had to go over towards his left into right center in the gap. And it, you know, didn't get out there as quick as expected. So now we've got two on, runners at the corners at first and third for the Threshers with no outs.
Yeah, dangerous situation here as Juan De La Cruz still in the game. But the Jupiter Hammerheads do have some action over there in their bullpen out in left field.
I mentioned earlier, De La Cruz so young, and his, as far as opponents, the batting average against him was .329 coming into the game. So he has some great moments, which he's had throughout, you know, the game so far, as he has not allowed any runs and has only given up three hits. But then there are moments that, you know, he gets a little wild and things happen, and so he has given up some runs, and he is looking for his second win of the season here today. Here's the 1-0 hard hit backhanded by Bullard, goes off his glove into foul territory. That'll score a run for the Threshers, but halts and holds up runners at first and second. So that's good that Bullard could get there, and you know, no one else is running around the bases right now, but the first run of the ball game will go to the Threshers as Moore crosses the plate. That was a hard hit ball. Bullard backhanded it. It was a little tricky, took a hop and bounced off his glove.
Yeah, nice effort there, though, and still no outs here, and the Threshers have first and second now.
So Kate Fergus will step up to the plate with runners at first and second here for the Threshers. De La Cruz goes right after the hitter at the plate. Calls strike on Fergus. Number 8 hitter in the lineup for the Threshers. Schreffler is on deck. They'll have Disson reaching on an error by Bullard. So an E5, the first error on the board for the Hammerheads here tonight. Both teams have three hits apiece, while the Threshers have one run. Foul ball out of play, that last pitch, so nothing and two to Fergus. The 0-2, boy, the Hammerheads could use a big double play right here, right, Ryan?
Yeah, you definitely could keep yourself in the ball game and at least try to prevent the damage from only two runs in this inning for the Threshers, but hopefully no other runs as they already have one.
And you know the Threshers can always add more, so you really want to hold them now. Here's the 1-2. Oh, that's strike three. So De La Cruz floats it in, and Fergus stares at it. He'll take strike number three, and that's out number one. That's a big key out here.
Yeah, that's massive. Now a double play could get you right out of this inning. All you need is just one ground ball, maybe even a line drive.
I like it. I like the way you're thinking, Ryan. Swing and a miss. Schreffler struck out swinging back in the third. De La Cruz, his last outing. He went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits and no runs, while only walking one and striking out 4. So a good last outing for De La Cruz. He's trying to match that here. Now, his outing before, that was a tough one. That was on the road in St. Lucie as the ball goes foul. Nothing and two on Schreffler. De La Cruz only lasted 2 1/3, allowing 6 hits, 6 runs, all earned. Couple of homers, hit a batter, walked 5, only struck out 2. That was a tough outing. Another foul ball. The screen is higher than it is at the D, so it really has to get over. No chance there for any fielders to get the ball, as even though Vredenberg and Prater run after it. So no balls, 2 strikes with 1 out. We've reached the hour mark here in Palm Beach County. Game 1 hour long so far. We're cruising through. Boy, I hate to jinx it. in the fifth inning. Here's the 0-2, and that'll hit the screen and come back on the field. Schreffler staying alive at the plate. Have you been to many Hammerheads games before?
Yeah, I've been to a few. This is my first Hammerheads game of the year, but I've definitely been to both Roger Dean and the ballpark of the Palm Beaches many times for spring training games.
Those are the fun times to come to, aren't they? Ooh. Inside, woo, nearly catching Schreffler. That's what we have to watch with De La Cruz. He's on when he's on, but sometimes, you know, he's so young, 18 years of age. Can you believe he's only like 5 years older than you, right?
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
He's only 5 years older, and he's already pitching professionally. He reminds me a lot of Edward Cabrera on the Marlins Major League team. Very good stuff, but he's a little wild at times, but he's still working on it, just like De La Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, he can only get better, right?
Yeah.
He can only get better. And you, I mean, you're on the mic right now. You're ahead of him, you know, doing something in pro ball. You're way ahead of him, so I can only imagine where you'll be. You know, when you're 18, here's the 2-2 off the end of the bat. That ball's up in the air, but it will hook foul over by the world champion sign over there for the Washington Nationals. As we are playing at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, home to the Houston Astros and the Houston Astros. Did I say that right? My mind was just going really quick. And the Washington Nationals here for spring training. And then they also have the facilities for the Florida Complex League. Here's the 2-2. And that's not strike three. Oh, boy. Everyone thought, even the dogs are starting to bark, as thought maybe Laurier would punch him out, but he needed some help to see if Scheffler went, and Fry on the base pass, the umpire said no. So it's a full count now to Scheffler with two outs, runners at first and second, threatening here for the Threshers that already scored one run in the fifth. This is the time, really, that, you know, the Marlins, they want to see how does De La Cruz do in such a situation like this with all the pressure. Payoff pitch, and that'll go into the screen behind home plate. I think De La Cruz is hanging right there.
Yeah, De La Cruz's pitch count is getting up there. 78 total pitches. I think he'll be done after this inning, but we'll have to see if he can get out of it first, hopefully, and then I think he will be done and get hit the high fives over in the Hammerheads dugout.
We do have action in the bullpen, a righty warming up, and you are right, Ryan. He usually just goes five innings at the most. And Schreffler, patient, and it pays off. As the ball is wide of the plate, Schreffler will walk to first base, and now the bases are loaded. And it looks like that will be the last batter that De La Cruz faces as Nelson Prada, the manager for the Hammerheads, goes out to take the ball from De La Cruz. But what a great outing for the 18-year-old. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back after this to let you know who the new pitcher is for the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back. We've got the bases loaded, back up to the top of the order here for the Threshers. Only one out. Jake Schrand on the hill in relief of De La Cruz. First pitch delivered. And Rincon will take ball number one. Rincon, the shortstop, is 0 for 2 today. He flied out to left and then grounded out to the third baseman, Bollard. There's another ground ball. Bollard takes it, throws home to get the force out. So that's out number two. Everyone's safe around the bases. So the bases remain loaded for Crawford, but two outs now. So a ground out, 5-3 play. Rincon picks up the RBI, and that'll bring up Justin Crawford. Boy, Ryan, you're watching, you know, one of the best hitters in the league right here in Crawford, one of the top prospects in the organization for the Phillies in a bases-loaded situation with two outs. And Schran delivers a pitch that he gets Crawford to swing and miss.
Yeah, Crawford. I don't know much about him, but I could just tell he's elite by his numbers on the Jumbotron. 324 batting average, 41 RBIs, only one home run, still developing that power, but definitely a bright future.
Ball lifted up into right. And that'll go foul. I believe I said ground out, and I didn't mean that as far as a fielder's choice, and then out at home. Got to fix my scoreboard here, or scorebook, rather. Lots of stuff going on here up in the booth and having a great time with Ryan, who has joined me for a few innings here. Here's the 0-2. That ball is lifted in the air in the gap in left center. Going after is Latrell and Coley. Here comes a run. Another will score. And this might just clear the bases as Crawford will stand up, get a stand-up double here in the fifth and clear the bases. So I said those Threshers, they're so hard to hold back, and you just want to score as soon as you can. But three runs cross the plate with two outs. All off the bat of Justin Crawford. So Disson scores, Schreffler scores, and Rincon scores, all with two outs. Crawford, a big double. That is his 12th double of the season, and he picks up RBI number 42, 43, and 44 right here. Felix Reyes. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one with two down. Crawford at second base. This is what the Threshers did the last game. A big chopper. Waiting on it is Sanoa. He'll throw over to Vredenburg, and that'll end the inning, but not before the Threshers make it a 4-0 ball game. Boy, and scoring all four runs here in the fifth. So Reyes ends it on a ground out. Four runs. We'll add up 1, 2, 3 hits, one error, and one man left on base. To the home half we go, and Ryan Schlesinger, we've got you coming, doing the play-by-play in the bottom half. The Threshers on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Day
Welcome back. We are in the home half of the fifth with the Hammerheads down 4-0. And I'm going to send the play-by-play over to my buddy Ryan.
Yeah, the second pitch there is grounded to second base. Easy throw over to first is in time for the first out of the inning. And that'll be out number one. Now coming up to bat, it'll be Harrison Spahn, designated hitter today. He has 8 home runs on the season. Pretty good power for low A. 244 batting average, 44 RBIs. Here's the first pitch from Jimenez, and that is upstairs for ball one.
That's the thing about playing in the Florida State League, Ryan. They play in these big ballparks that are definitely pitcher-friendly.
And the second pitch is a called strike one.
So when the hitters, you know, when they start to, as far as, you know, get those home runs, it's pretty fun and exciting because they know they have some power to get it out in these big ballparks, because this is, you know, the spring training facilities for the major league clubs, and in every ballpark that the Florida State League plays in, except up in Daytona.
Yeah, I mean, it's very deep out here, especially the center field, 406 to center. That's deeper than Dodger Stadium, and the Dodgers have some power bats, so these guys are playing on really big fields. A ball and two strikes the count here with one away in the bottom of the fifth, and the pitch is lined into shallow right and on the edge of the outfield grass. The catch is made over there by the second baseman, Bergola, for out number two. So two up, two down to start off this inning for Jimenez. And now here comes the righty, Tony Bolliard.
Tony Bolliard, this is only his second game, so he's, you know, making that transition into pro ball.
First pitch is a called strike one on Bolliard.
Bolliard got his first hit in his first game.
And this one is lined out to left center field, and moving over to his left is Schreffler, who makes the catch inning over. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jimenez, and we will go to the sixth inning. Threshers lead it 4-0 here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches.
Meet Grammarly Go, your go-to solution for getting quality work done quickly.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening live to Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We go to the top of the sixth inning, and the first pitch is a called strike one from Jake Schrand. Otto Kemp leading it off here for the Threshers, looking to add on to a 4-0 lead as the second pitch is chopped over to third, and a nice effort over there, but this one's going to roll into shallow left field. Kemp is making a bid for second, and he dives into second base safely. It's a leadoff double for Otto Kemp, and now Cole Moore will come to the plate with no outs and a runner in scoring position.
Well, they don't call it the hot corner for nothing, as Bullard had some troubles. That ball quickly got to him and got away from him, too.
Cole Moore digs in here from the left-handed batter's box. Here's the first pitch, and that is a ball low of the zone, and it's 1-0.
Well, the sun has dipped behind some clouds, and I think the players are all probably pretty relieved, as it has been scorching here today at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches.
The 1-0 pitch from Schrand is a called strike one, and to even up the count at 1-1. Yeah, it's really humid out here in South Florida, so it's always relieving when for these 6 o'clock games, you kind of get the final 3 innings of the ball game without much sun. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that is inside ball 2.
And I can finally, I start the game, you know, with my sunglasses on and can take them off. I'm like, okay, now I can see just with my regular glasses or without the shades.
Kemp takes his lead off 2nd. Bullard is playing in over at 3rd base as this one is grounded over to 2nd. Jordan McCants throw over to 1st is in time for the first out of the inning. However, Kemp moves over from 2nd to 3rd, and now he's just 90 feet away from giving the Threshers their 5th run of the ball game to make it 5-0.
Yeah, productive, you know, ground out for Cole Moore, moving Kemp over to 3rd base. The Threshers just find ways as they scored all 4 runs in the last inning. That's what they did last night. They scored 5 runs in just 1 inning in the 3rd inning. Then after that, it was a good ball game too, but just that 1 inning, they tacked on 1 more run in the 7th and 8th after that to win the ball game 7-0.
The Hammerheads infield playing in here. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that is low and inside on William Bergola, and it's a hitter's count 2-0. Jake Schrand, so far 15 total pitches. He entered last inning with runners on, as the next pitch is low for ball 3. It's 3-0 now.
And the official score ruled Kemp's hit a double then, as it deflected off the glove of the 3rd baseman.
The 3-0 pitch, and that is outside ball 4. And William Bergola will take his base. So he gets a free bag. And now the Threshers will have runners on the corners here with just 1 out. The double play ball could get you out of this inning. And it looks like we will have a mound visit. No new pitcher coming into the game. Just a mound visit here. And the pitching coach will talk with Jake Schrand.
Yeah, that's Glenn Dishman going out there to talk to Schrand. Now, Schrand this season is 1-1, a 3.18 ERA. This is his 6th appearance with the Jupiter Hammerheads in 5 2/3 innings. Before today, he has walked 3, struck out 6, has allowed 2 earned runs, a couple of home runs, but has kept opponents only batting 158. He comes in for a couple of innings, you know, maybe an inning here and there.
So now the catcher, Jordan Disson, will come up to bat as he steps into the right-handed batter's box. Here's the first pitch from Schrand, and that one's outside for ball 1, the count at 1-0. Here with 1 away, you are listening to Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network, live from Palm Beach, Florida. Beautiful night here. The 1-0 pitch, and that is just outside for ball 2.
I asked the guys before the game as far as, you know, what they're missing, you know, not being at the Dean and up in Jupiter, but being here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. And they said they really love the ballpark. The only thing is the clubhouses are really small because they are in the visiting clubhouse here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. They don't get to be in like the Washington Nationals or the Houston Astros home, you know, big major league clubhouses.
2-0 pitch is a called strike 1, and now there will be a pickoff attempt over at first, but Bergola gets back in safely.
Schrand did pitch against Clearwater this series just a few games ago, picked up the win, worked one inning, allowed a couple of hits, a run. It was earned. Struck out one and walked one.
2-1 is way outside, and now the count, another three-ball count. It's 3-1 on Jordan Disson, who's batting .259 this season. Two home runs, 25 RBIs. The 3-1 offering is fouled back behind home plate. I believe that one went out of the ballpark, and we will do it again with three balls and a strike.
So Schrand in a tough situation here. He's battling against Disson. Runners at the corners at first and third. You don't really want to put Disson. You just don't want to give these threshers any opportunities.
3 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch, and that is upstairs, ball four. Jordan Disson draws a walk, and that'll load the bases with one out. And Cade Fergus will come up to bat here in a big situation, attempting to break this game open here for the Threshers. They lead it 4-0.
Yeah, this is a big, tough spot, just like in the top of the fifth, having the bases loaded and having Crawford come to the plate. He just cleared them. There was no trouble for him.
Fergus has some pretty good pop, 10 home runs this season, 40 RBIs as the first pitch is outside for ball one. And we were talking about earlier in the previous inning how you need to have some serious power to hit balls out here in the Florida State League, because these are major league ball fields, 406 to center field, as the second pitch is hit out to right field. Backing up is Alderman. He makes the catch. Let's see if the runner goes. He does. Here's a throw from Alderman, and it is not in time. A run scores. And it is 5-0 Threshers here. And also the runner, Bergola, advanced from second to third. So the Threshers will have runners on the corners with two outs for Troy Scheffler.
Well, that was a good job of hitting for Fergus, as he just had to lift that ball into right enough to allow Kemp to score, who's very speedy. He has 17 stolen bases, so speed on the base pass there. And then it was even key for Bergola to get to third base on the throw.
First pitch to Troy Scheffler is fouled back into the netting right behind home plate. Nothing in one, the count. Scheffler has a nice batting average on the season, .283, with three home runs, playing left field in this game and hitting cleanup, as the second pitch is low and inside, evening up the count at 1-1.
Yesterday, everybody had an unusual day off. Usually, we only have Mondays off here, and it's a six-game set. But yesterday was a day off after a doubleheader on Thursday.
And the third pitch of the AB is a called strike two. So Jake Schrand is a strike away from getting out of it here and only surrendering one run following a four-run fifth inning for the Threshers. And the payoff pitch is upstairs. Split up the count 2-2.
Yeah, so you wonder if these guys are coming, into the game refreshed then, because they don't usually have a day off after a couple of games. And those were a couple of really, big games, those four games, having a game on Tuesday and then two on Wednesday and one yesterday.
The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. That's the inning. So the Threshers add on one more run. It's 5-0. The Threshers lead the Jupiter Hammerheads here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches.
Cheese and mustard. I got the status of a Hall of Fame in just two records. That's why I'm back up at the Super Bowl with Julius Peppers. I got that can't stop, won't stop in my vein. That's why they can't stop, won't stop screaming the name. Nelly, Nelly. Go tell a friend to tell a friend. I'ma keep the same grin whether I lose or win. Up or down 10, I'ma fight to the end. Let's go.
Ain't no way they can stop me now, Nelly, cause I'm champion. Falling deep inside my veins, too much pride to be running. I'ma give what I can and more, even if my blood, my sweat, and my tears don't mean nothing.
his rhymes, signing bonus profile, playing for his hometown, repping for the whole crowd.
Buckle like Michael Red.
Tell him again,
it's buckle like Michael Red.
Hear what I say.
The MVP of the game, intensity still the same. I'm shooting off of my range with Peyton Manning to aim. Can't stop it from scoring, so they result to just hacking. So that's three of us now. Me, AI, and Shaq. Come and look to the eyes I say. Of a man with more heart than Hallmark on Valentine's Day. I'm the one that you've been raving about, like Ray Lewis. I think you want your goal and change your route, cause you don't know if I'm blitzing or if I'm sitting there eating, waiting for you to throw a trip, drop back and throw up a pick, man.
Ain't no way to get.
Welcome back, everyone, to Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Threshers lead the Hammerheads 5-0. Sam Prater leads off the inning here. Takes the second pitch for a ball. It's 2-0. Jordan McCants on deck here for the Hammerheads. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that is a called strike one on Prater. Prater this season hitting just 178, 10 RBIs, and 3 home runs. And the 2-1 pitch is sent out to center field pretty deep, but the play is made out there for the first out of the inning by Crawford.
Sam does such a great job with the pitchers, you know, behind the plate, and then I think he's trying to get his bat, you know, now to just catch up with that. It's always a struggle, I think, for some catchers to, you know, really get your bat going, but you contribute so much defensively and, you know, handling the pitchers.
Yeah, first pitch to Jordan McCants, who digs in from the left-handed batter's box, is a called strike one. Jordan McCants, one of the Marlins' top prospects, and the 0-1 pitch is grounded weakly over to second. Throw from Bergoglio over to first base is in time for the second out of the inning, and quickly two up, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Jordan McCants, his brother, plays college ball, and he is just transferring, got into the portal, going over to Alabama for this coming season. But they actually know, the brothers know Kemp Alterman, who is the right fielder here and just, you know, newly joined the second-round draft pick for the Marlins. So it's kind of cool that, you know, Kemp comes and he's like, wait, you know, he knows Jordan. And I talked to Jordan, and he said, oh, we even knew before Kemp played with his brother in college. He said we knew him even before that.
Yeah, Mark Conley digs in here quickly, two strikes. Jimenez moves pretty fast, even for pitch clock standards. He still pitches fast, doesn't give hitters much time to think. Mark Conley, the second. Third pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, inning over. So Jimenez with another 1-2-3 inning. We will go to the seventh inning, three innings left to play here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. It's 5-0 Threshers over the Hammerheads. We'll be right back.
What are you doing out here, man?
Well, what had happened was Kenny lost a bet and got stuck in a tree.
Why are you trying to be roll?
And we got play.
Mixtapes got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thumb thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that Feel Right. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
Rolling in the
rolling high up on them 37 needles, windows tinted, hard to see though how fresh my baby is in a shotgun seat though. Them kisses are for me though, automatic like a free throw. This life I live, it might not be for you, but it's for me though. Let's roll.
This is how we roll.
Guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day.
Cause this is how we roll.
Welcome back. We are in the top of the seventh inning, and thank you so much, Ryan Schlesinger, for joining me. Schlesinger. All right, I've got that, Ryan Schlesinger. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast. Wasn't it great? He is in middle school, an eighth grader, 13 years old, and has found his passion in sports broadcasting, and he knows his stuff, doesn't he? 5-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the seventh, and the ball just shoots through the infield off the bat of Brian Rincon. Yes, Rincon. So that will be the first hit by Rincon here today, as he'll hit it into right field. That'll bring up Justin Crawford. Crawford, 1-for-3, grounded out, struck out, and then had a big double into the gap in left field, driving in 3. Bases were loaded at the time, and that made it a 4-0 ball game. Showing bunt going down the third base line, and he's out. So Crawford laid down the bunt. I think he blocked Prater from making, or got a little tangled up there at the plate, and he'll be out. Crawford's out. New pitcher on the hill, Jack Gowan, has now replaced Jake Schramm. So Gowan in place of Strand, rather. Gowan 6'1", 220, the righties from Brunswick, Georgia, 23 years of age, and was drafted last year in the 20th round. One out, runner at first. Felix Reyes lines this ball into left center. And with so much speed, Rincon, he goes all the way from first to third on that hit. But Reyes will stay at first base. That's his first hit here today. So Reyes is 1-for-4. So as I was talking, it looked like the discussion was going to have Crawford being out as interference, batter interference, as Prater wasn't able to, the catcher, make any play on the bunt laid down by Crawford. So batter interference on Crawford. That's out number one with runners at the corners at first and third. Otto Kemp at the plate. 1-1. Jack Gowan, the righty reliever on the hill. Here's the 1-1. That'll be called a strike as it crosses right by the letters. on Kemp. Four hits, rather, four runs by the Threshers in the fifth, another one in the sixth, and Clearwater has the 5-0 lead. Seven hits for Clearwater, five runs, three for the Hammerheads, no runs. Up the middle, off the mound, backing up is Sanoa. Throw to first base is in time. The run won't count, and that'll get the Hammerheads out of this inning. We'll go to the home half of the seventh. Everybody stand up and stretch. Sing along with the fans here at the ballpark of the Balm Beaches, and maybe your dogs will even sing along with the dogs who have been barking along with the music. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. And we're back. Bottom of the seventh. Did y'all stretch? Get some Cracker Jacks, hot dogs, soda? We've got to get these bats alive. And the bat is alive for Sanoa, but he belts it foul on the right side. Jimenez is still on the hill here in his seventh inning of work. Sanoa is 1-for-2 today, singled back in the fourth and grounded out in the first. They fouled this ball out of play. I see the kids' club shirts out. They're the highlighter orange. Walking the concourse. They've got their gloves. Boy, they're ready. Nothing in two. Here's the offering. That's hit hard. And a diving Rincon stops it. Throw to first. It bounces off the glove of Moore, but it won't be in time. Rincon making a play that looked like the ball was going to go up the middle for a base hit. He loses his blue shades, but he does stop the ball. The throw would be very, very close at first. Moore, though, drops the ball as he stretches at first base. Sanoa aboard with a base hit. That is his second hit of the ball game and his 114th lead-leaguing hit. Kemp Alderman takes ball one. Kemp is 0-for-2. He grounded out in the first, struck out in the fourth. He has one professional hit and now his fourth game with the Jupiter Hammerheads, looking for hit number two. Has his black bat on his right shoulder, then swings. Ground ball by Bergoglio at second, over to Rincon, and the relay throw to Moore is in time. So Alderman hits into a double play. 4-6-3. Two down. That'll bring up Brock Vredenburg. Vredenburg doubled in his first trip up to the plate back in the second. Doubled to left. Then struck out in the fourth. First pitch upstairs missing. Swing, tap, or foul. Stadium lights are on bright. It makes the field and the stands seem bright as the sun is starting to set here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Outside, two balls and a strike. Fielder's playing straight away, and a liner right into the glove of Moore at first. Boy, these Hammerheads are not getting any breaks here today. Three up, three down. We go to the top of the eighth with the Threshers leading 5-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Recordings just got better. Hey, it's Dana from StreamYard. I'm so excited to announce that local recordings are now available on StreamYard. Have you ever done a recording where your guest just had terrible internet issues? They were blurry, they were freezing, you could almost hardly hear them. Well, with local recordings from StreamYard, you'll be able to download a perfect quality video from your guest after the show. This means that no matter what you or your guest's internet connection is like, you'll be able to download.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're in the top of the eighth. Cole Moore pops it up to the left side. Running out of room is Bullard at third base. So Cole Moore will have to come back to the plate. Jack Gowan remains on the hill. He came in relief last inning. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 offering, tapped foul. The 2-2, and a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. So Cole Moore will go down swinging. He's now 2-for-4 today. Started off strong, doubled, and then singled. Scored a run, but grounded out his last trip and now struck out. That'll bring up the second baseman, William Borgoia. Borgoia is 1-for-2 with a walk. The pitch, it's got a righty on lefty matchup. Strike delivered by Gowan. Jackson Bartow Gallen from Brunswick, Georgia. drafted out of Georgia. That's the college. Last year in the 20th round. This is his first appearance with the Jupiter Hammerheads. He'll miss upstairs. Two balls and a strike. This year with the Complex League team, Jack has pitched in 7 games, all in relief, 1-1, 4.22 ERA. He has 2 saves and 2 opportunities with the rookie club. Pitched 10 and 2/3 innings as he goes upstairs and misses. 3-1 is the count. 14 strikeouts in those 10 and 2/3 innings. Struck out Cole Moore, the batter before Borgoia. Borgoia lifts this one into right field. On the run is Alderman, and he makes the grab. So Borgoia is out number 2 as he flies out. Last year, after being drafted, Jack Gowan also pitched for the Complex League team. Was 1-0, 2.45 ERA in 3 games. 3 2/3 innings, struck out 6. Opponents batted 0-0-0 against him. Righty on righty matchup. Strike delivered first pitch to Disson. Disson is 0-2. He popped up, was aboard in the 5th on an error by Bullard at 3rd base, and then walked in the 6th. The 0-1, and that one is lifted into center field. Coley waiting on it. Squeezes it into his glove, and Disson is retired as he pops up to center. 1-2-3, down go the Threshers. We're heading to the bottom of the 8th. Threshers on top, 5-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Whenever a pitch is delivered, I always hear that one dog give a little bark. We've got a new pitcher on the hill, Ramirez, facing Chase Luttrell here in the 8th. Righty and lefty matchup. The ball goes sailing away from the catcher. Nearly hits Luttrell. 1-1 is the count. The line's been closed on the starter for the Threshers, Jimenez, as the ball is hit opposite off the bat of Luttrell into left. So Chase with the leadoff hit here in the 8th, singles to left. But Jimenez pitched 7 strong innings for Clearwater, allowed 4 hits, no runs, did not walk a Hammerheads batter, but struck out 3. Jimenez's ERA has dropped a little bit, 3.27 now. 5 hits for the Hammerheads, but no runs, similar to the game on Thursday. First pitch, Spahn takes for ball number one. Thursday, 7 hits for Jupiter, but no runs. Left 11 stranded in Thursday's contest. Here's the 1-0, and that one's laced into center. On the run coming in is Crawford, and he'll make the grab, so Spahn is retired. One down, Latrell remains at first base. That'll bring up Tony Bullard. He's the number 8 hitter in the lineup for the Hammerheads. Then it'll be Prater, the catcher. The book has been closed on De La Cruz, the starter for the Hammerheads, and Schran, too, who came in relief. First pitch, that'll miss low. 1-0 is the count. De La Cruz pitched 4 1/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 4 runs, and only 1 was earned. Walked 1, struck out 3. He lowered his ERA to 4.30. Schran came in for 2/3 of an inning, allowed 2 hits, a run. It was earned. Walked a pair and struck out 1. Jack Gowan is the reliever right now. That might change as we go to the 9th. We're in the bottom of the 8th. 2 balls, no strikes, the pitch. Inside missing, 3 straight balls delivered to Bullard. Yoniel Ramirez is the righty on the hill. He's 6'180" from the Dominican Republic. Last year in a minor league Rule 5 draft, he was acquired by the Phillies and here with the Threshers now this season. 3-0 pitch, strike. Bullard will be walked. He'll head to first base. That'll push Latrell over to second with one out, and Sam Prater will come up to the plate. Prater's 0-2 today. He grounded out in the third, flied out to center in the 6th. Righty-on-righty matchup as Ramirez goes wide of the plate. So 1 ball and no strikes to the catcher, Prater. Hammerheads have a lot of zeros across the line in the runs column. They led off the 2nd with a double, the Hammerheads did. The 4th with a single. And last inning, the 7th with a single, and then here in the 8th with a base hit, but not able to do anything, not able to push or capitalize on those leadoff hits. Strike delivered, 2-1 the count. The series is all tied up at 2 apiece. We play 6 in a series. This is game 5. Here's the 2-1. So neither team has bragging rights yet in this series. Even if the Hammerheads are not able to win here tonight, they still have tomorrow and could even the series and walk away with a split. The 3-1 up the middle, hits the mound, picked up by Bergoglio, who underhands it to Rincon at second to get the force out. And that'll do it here in the 8th as we go to the top of the 9th. The Threshers leading 5-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hot dog buns out. July is here, and season 3 is
what it is. is what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Bob Barker, soup game, and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crush. Labels out here, and now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people. Spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people. Spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling.
I'm so grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. My girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes.
And we're back. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're here in the top of the ninth inning. Yermin Lara will be on the mound here for the Hammerheads in the ninth, facing 8-9-1 for the Threshers. Fergus. Fly ball. Center field. Coley waiting on it. He'll make the grab, and Fergus is retired. One down. That'll bring up Troy Scheffler, the left fielder. Scheffler is 0 for 2 as he has struck out twice, but he's walked and scored a run. Big fifth inning for the Threshers. Four runs cross the plate. Disson, on an error, drove in one run. And Crawford, with a double, drove in three. The bases were loaded. There were two outs, and Justin Crawford with one swing drove in all three runs, cleared the bases, and gave the Threshers the 4-0 advantage. They're now up 5-0 here in the ninth. One ball, one strike. Lara on the hill. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. All righties for the Hammerheads here today on the mound. De La Cruz, Schrand, and Gowan, and now Lara. Called strike on Scheffler, and this time, the first two times he went down swinging, this time he'll go down looking. That's three strikeouts for Scheffler here today, the first for Lara. Lara is 3-0 on the season, 2.03 ERA in 20 games, all in relief. 31 innings pitched and has struck out 31. Now he's 31 2/3 and has struck out 32. Righty on lefty matchup. Wing ground ball eaten up by McCants. Short toss to first, and that'll do it. 1-2-3. Down go the Threshers. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, and it's time for the Hammerheads to come back. They've got 3 outs to do it. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Like nobody.
everybody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Yeah, and we go back. This is the moment.
Starting to get darker here at the ballpark of the Balm Beaches, but there's still some sun out. Still, there were some clouds, lots of sunshine today, but the sunset dipped behind those clouds. Fly ball left side on the run is the right fielder in the corner. And it's a foul ball. It's so hard to see down the line from up here, but oof. Left fielder Schreffler is lucky. That was McCants. He's got to come back to the plate. He's 0 for 3 today, all three ground outs. Two to second, one to short. Boy, he launched that ball. There's a new pitcher on the hill. Enriquez for the Threshers, another righty. All righties pitching here today on both sides. Enriquez delivers, and the ball is going into the screen behind home plate. Boy, McCants is on top of these pitches. Got a quick bat. Jan Henriquez is 6'1", 187. The righty is from the Dominican Republic, and there's a ground ball to the shortstop. Quick throw to first, but McCants is very quick. That is a close play, but Jordan is out, so another ground out. One down, Hammerheads down to their last two outs. Boy, Mark Coley coming up to the plate. He had a hot bat coming right off the bench in the first pitch he saw. And almost went over the fence. He doubled. Grounded out, though, in the third. Struck out in the sixth. Talk with Mark before the game. He has his chain on, and it says one of one. He said that's kind of just to ground him to remind himself that, you know, that's his mantra this season as he takes ball number one. One ball, no strikes. That there's nobody else like him. He's original and doesn't have to be anybody else. Be himself. He's one of one. That's a pretty good way to think, right? That you don't want to try to compete, try to be like anybody else. You just want to be yourself. And Mark's doing just that here with the Hammerheads. Here's the 1-1 offering. Inside for the strike. Oof. Coley, along with other guys, the new guys like Alderman, Vredenberg, Bullard. Everyone's getting used to pro ball here. Second series for some, first series for others. Just signed recently, most of them. Went up to Jupiter and went through the physicals, got everything signed, and some of the players got to jump right here with the Hammerheads in A-ball, and others are with the rookie club in Jupiter still in the Complex League. 2-2 with one out. Here's the pitch. This one's up in the air into right. It might stay up too long, but on the run is Fergus, and you cannot believe it. Wow. That should have been a base hit, maybe a double for Coley. That ball was hit into the gap. Fergus got a good jump on it. The ball stayed up in the air, but Fergus had a long way to go, and he leaped up. He didn't just jump up a little bit. He leaped off the ground, probably a foot. Who knew that Fergus could jump so high? Maybe the Threshers fans know. Phillies know, but wow. What a play, out number two. That would have kept the Hammerheads alive here with Coley on the base pass. Javier Sanoa takes strike for first pitch, nothing in one. Two outs. Not the best hitter as far as the hits leader in the Florida State League right here. Sanoa's 2-for-3 with a ground out and two singles. 114 hits and now his 95th game. Here's the 1-1. He's staying alive right off the end of the bat. It goes foul into the backstop. Hammerheads down to their last strike. Threshers up 5-0 on seven hits. Hammerheads have five hits. Sanoa here has two of those five hits. The 1-2, and he's staying alive again, hitting off the end of the bat as the ball is being thrown away from the right-handed shortstop, Sanoa. Sanoa batting 308. He came in at 305, upped it to 308 since he's 2-for-3. Sanoa waits, crouches down. He's got a perfect handle on it, perfect, you know, eye as he watches that ball go out of the zone outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Here's the 2-2 off the end of the bat. It'll roll into the glove of Moore, who steps on first, and that will do it for the Hammerheads as the Threshers win here in Game 5 and take the series 3-2 lead. What a battle, though, by the Hammerheads here in the ninth. Unbelievable play in right field, or we would have kept this ball going, this ball game. And Sanoa grounds out to first to end things. Stick with us. We'll wrap it up right after this short timeout as the Threshers win 5-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. For the first time this season at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, our kids club is lining up to run the bases. Welcome back. This is the post-game show for the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Threshers win tonight 5-0. Seven hits for the visiting Clearwater Threshers, five runs, no errors. The home team Hammerheads, five hits, no runs, and one error. The win goes to Jimenez. He's 3-4. De La Cruz is now 1-3 on the season as he gets the loss here today. What a game, though, as both pitchers, pretty young, as De La Cruz, 18 years of age, and Jimenez, 21 years of age. De La Cruz went 4 1/3, allowed three hits, four runs. Only one run was earned, only walked one, struck out three. Jimenez went seven innings, allowed four hits, no runs, no walks, and struck out three. Both bullpens came in and did their job, but the Hammerheads were not able to string any hits together. They quite a few innings. They led off with a base hit or a double, but just couldn't push the runs around. So this is a tough Threshers team. The last game, the Threshers had a big third inning and scored 5 runs. This time, it took till the 5th inning where they scored 4 runs with 2 outs. Justin Crawford doubled. Bases were loaded, and the bases were cleared with his double. That was the big inning. De La Cruz lasted a third of that inning. Jake Schran came in, and he allowed 2 hits, a run. It was earned and walked 2. So tough inning there for the Hammerheads in the 5th. They just never could respond. Some great defense by the Threshers. And I mentioned there in the 9th, boy, Coley had a liner in the gap in right center, and the right fielder, Fergus, he'd just not be able to reach it or get over his head, and instead he leaped up over a foot and made the nice grab, and that just kind of ended things for the Hammerheads. Even having Sanoa, though, you know, with 2 outs, maybe the hits leader here in the Florida State League could get a 3rd hit tonight. And he was working the count, worked his way, you know, fouled off quite a few, but then grounded out to first, and that's how the game ended. When we look at the offense, Sanoa, you know, as we mentioned, the Hammerheads only had 5 hits today. Sanoa had 2 of those, went 2 for 4 today. Coley was 1 for 4 fresh off the bench, and it didn't look like he was supposed to bat, but then he was, and doubled right away, nearly missed a home run. So it's a good shot by Coley of hitting. He's going to do something more. This is just, you know, his intro here with the Hammerheads into pro ball. Vredenburg had a hit, and so did Latrell. Now on the Threshers side, a big 2 for 4 day for Moore as he scored a run, but driving in 3 runs with the double was Crawford. So that was a big hit and really broke open the game wide open for the Threshers. So for tonight, the loss will go to the Hammerheads, who are now 49-46, hopefully still staying up there. We'll have to take a look how Daytona is doing. They're actually losing to Lakeland on the road, so the Hammerheads, even with the loss, could potentially still be staying in first place in the East Division. The Cardinals will be coming home here to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches to face the Hammerheads next series. Well, the Palm Beach Cardinals are winning in Fort Myers 4-0 as top of the 3rd in that game. So the Threshers, they'll now put chalk a win in the win column, and they're 64-30 on the season. The Hammerheads fall here to the Threshers here today, but we've got one more game to even the series at 3 games apiece. That's tomorrow at noon. There will be a broadcast on the Thresher side as we're still working on our equipment over here. So the Hammerheads, we will not have a broadcast tomorrow. We are looking to get some more equipment and have everything working next week and for the rest of the season. I'm so glad I could bring you these last few games here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Somehow we got them in, had some great guests. Jaden was here with us, Jaden Walker, the other night, our intern who's headed back to college. And today we had the eighth grader, Ryan Schlesinger, who joined me, did a little bit of play-by-play and color, and it was great to have him on the mic too. So tune in to Josh with the Clearwater Threshers tomorrow, and then we'll be back with you for the next 6 game set and get everything working. And tune in then to the Cardinals and the Hammerheads broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. Lisa Pride here signing off and saying have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you soon here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches.